Last year in the Pacific Islands Leaders Summit in Suva, the leaders agreed to a Suva Declaration on Climate Change, which we took as our main policy, main lobbying document to Paris. And we managed to get up five issues of the Pacific included into the, from the Suva Declaration included in the Paris Agreement. But the Suva Declaration did not include all of the things that are very, very important that the Pacific needs to address on climate change. Whereas the Paris Agreement was very progressive, but there's some things the Pacific needs to address. Coming back from Paris, we were thinking, how do we implement the Paris Agreement? How do we make it relevant to the Pacific? So we proposed an idea for a Pacific Climate Treaty, which combines the Suva Declaration on Climate Change, which the leaders rallied behind last year, and the Paris Agreement, and brings both together into the implementation for it in this region. It provides a common pathway that brings those two documents together into how we want the Pacific to progress on the implementation part of the Paris Agreement with Pacific solutions.
Now, I'm interested in this whole question of fossil fuels and mining in particular. Now, a ban or an attempt to phase out fossil fuels in the Pacific makes perfect sense, with many countries already pushing towards 100% renewables sooner rather than later. Not too many coal mines around the Pacific, of course, so I'm just wondering, what would be the purpose of that? Is this to send a signal to other countries, notably Australia, on the Pacific Islands' doorsteps?
That's right. This step was to take as a signal to our neighboring countries, the countries to the, of other countries, the coal mining, coal production countries, that we, the small island countries, although we are not the major polluters, we don't have much coal mines, but we are committing to a renewable energy pathway for the region. And we want to send a signal that that we are very, very committed to the Paris Agreement, and this could be setting a precedent for other regions in the world to follow when we're thinking about implementing the Paris Agreement.
Now, the 1.5 degree target, which would also be included in this treaty, I mean, it's an aspirational target. It was talked about in Paris, but in the end, of course, agreement couldn't be reached. The figure that was agreed upon is higher. So the Pacific Islands will always say that, of course, their contribution to global warming is small, but they will do their best where they can. So I presume that will continue. But overall, whatever they do is not going to be measurable, is it, against the higher or the lower target?
That's right. I mean, when we were discussing this treaty and the pre-summit talk sessions here on Tuesday, also highlighted that we need to continue our lobbying to the higher emitting countries to sign up to the Paris Agreement and achieve what they have committed to in reduction for their emissions in their NDCs. That strong leadership from the Pacific needs to continue in lobbying other countries, and this was accounted for into the road map towards Marrakesh in COP22 in our preparations. So how do we Pacific continue to push for the high ambition as we will go towards Marrakesh? So the Pacific leaders are planning to continue to take this leadership, as we've seen in COP22 with the high ambition coalition, and there's a strong sense of agreement that we need to continue that push. Although our emissions are low, but we need to hold other countries accountable as well. And this Pacific Climate Treaty sort of sets that precedent with, as you said, around fossil fuels and other important institutions to be set up. It gives an example to the world that what could be done and how other countries could follow, how the regions could follow.
I'm wondering, therefore, why the need for consultations? I mean, the news of this treaty has not come out of the blue to the leaders of the Pacific Islands Development Forum, and why not sign off on it now? What will the consultations achieve that hasn't been achieved already?
The process was that this Pacific Climate Treaty was proposed by an NGO called Pacific Islands Climate Action Network. We did do consultations, but this was the first time that the leaders themselves were introduced to the document. The purpose of us bringing this document to the leaders' attention here was for them to introduce to the idea, for them to introduce the idea that this could be one of the options that they could choose. And they have shown in this summit that they would like to proceed on this path toward the treaty. it just happened. It's to go through governmental consultations between all of the countries, part of the development forum, before a final version can be signed at next year's summit. It's a process of refining and everyone agreeing to the technicality so that each country is accepting to what it's committing to in the national level as well, so they can implement those necessary procedures. We can have more chat about how we plan to set up the Pacific Climate Commission that's proposed in this treaty, the Pacific Climate Fund, what does it look like, who will manage it. So just a further discussion on between the governmental level.